like to begin by mentioning the good progress in NECAP scores for third and eighth graders. Tiverton has moved from 29th to a three-way tie for 16th place overall among Rhode Island districts. That's if you average all the scores together. On the other hand, the high school fell to 16th place from 11th. That includes a drop from 29% proficiency to 24% proficiency. I bring this up mainly to illustrate that district-wide performance is a mixed bag. Ms. Black, last time we all considered this, passing this contract, you made a comment to the effect that you couldn't pay the teachers enough based on your personal experience with the school system. I'm up here tonight to suggest that you're applying the wrong standard, that the town's ability to pay and your responsibility to develop a sustainable cost structure for educating our children ought to weigh more heavily. If you look at the sheet that I handed up there, you'll see that there has been no abatement per student cost of our instructional teachers this decade. Indeed, it has climbed more steeply in Tiverton than for the state as a whole. In Tiverton, the number has gone from $4,181 per student in 2000 to $6,434 per student in 2007. That's an increase of 54%. These figures don't include some benefits, such as pensions, and they don't include other employees affected by this contract, such as guidance counselors.
I will have to ask you to maybe rephrase your statement, because obviously the sum pertains to the issue, but we cannot right now get involved in analysis of test scores and cost per student. Maybe you can make more general statement, submit this to us, we can view this, and we can obviously respond to your comments, but we cannot get involved in length analysis of tables.
My remarks in less than 3 minutes, I have no intention of elaborating on the analysis of the public school financing or education. Now, I'm not suggesting here that we should attempt to get education on the cheap. What I am saying, during difficult times in which residents are losing their jobs or, like me, having to take pay cuts, declining to ratify this contract would result in a rare pause in year upon year of rapid growth in the cost of teachers to the town. It's a necessary pause. Your estimated additional cost for this contract is $301,264. Simultaneously, your recent budget proposal exceeds the state spending cap by $323,376. The numbers aren't very far apart. To get even that close, you have to assume the highest possible increase in taxes and consider letting go multiple employees. I believe it was 9 in the documentation I saw. So how is it in your interest, as representatives whom Tiverton has elected to run the schools, to give that money away? I'd suggest that it is starkly contrary to your interest. Not just because you need the money, because the position in which it puts you going forward will be tenuous. It will leave you having confirmed that teachers, that years of delays in negotiation will cost the teachers nothing. It will leave them with no incentive to reach a reasonable agreement when the next contract comes due in just a matter of months. You want rancor? This isn't going to solve it. You got a lack of rancor? This isn't going to solve the problem. Why would they sit down with you during this terrible economic downturn when they can just hold off until the economy picks up and, who knows, a more malleable school committee is elected? They won't, which means that the never-ending negotiations will continue, the never-ending increase of the cost of their services will continue. And as a taxpayer, I can't afford that. And as elected officials, men and women of good conscience, you should declare that you cannot afford it either. Thank you.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Katz. You mentioned what I said at the last meeting.
Yes.
That I couldn't pay the teachers enough. I think you know what I meant by that. For 2 years, I voted against the contract that was 3.75 that went outside the budget that was voted on by the town meeting of 3%. I was fiscally prudent, but very difficult for me as an educator to vote against my peers, but I had to do it, so I don't appreciate that comment. I think you know what I mean.
I was not intending to indicate that you wanted to try to give them as everything you possibly could on a specific dollar amount. I was speaking to...
I can't